I think what Trump has done is agreed to a lot of small spending decisions in this short-term bill that please Democrats. He's not cutting EPA the way he wanted to. He's not getting the wall. There's funding for various domestic programs that were passed under Obama that are also in this bill. Clearly, this is not something Republicans are that ecstatic about. But it may be that Trump is doing this now to try and sweeten future deals and negotiations with Democrats.
So kind of give himself a chance to kind of learn the ropes a little bit more and then do better when this comes up again next time.
Well, I think what he's trying to do, or one thing he may accomplish from this, is develop some sort of working relationship with some of the Democrats in Congress, which he'll probably need going forward during the remainder of his term, because clearly he has given, for the first time in his presidency, Democrats a reason to smile.
Well, yeah, clearly, and a good number of them are smiling.
Yeah.
He came out of the starting gate with a number of fumbles. Do you think that he's learning his way now?
Well, I think he's being more cautious in what he says, which can only help his presidency. I think he also learned from the health care setback that he's got to be more actively involved in creating the deals that he wants passed into law. So I do think there's been some learning here. He's also, I think, deferred to the seasoned appointees in his national security operation and is taking their advice seriously, which is probably helpful to his presidency as well.
Let's talk about health care, because President Trump made two attempts at that, and neither of them was successful. And now he is saying that a third plan is imminent, and there's some dispute about whether it will include pre-existing conditions or not. The president says yes. Others say no. What do you put the prospectus for a plan number three at?
Well, the prospectus is very iffy for health care plan number three in the House. If it passes, it'll pass by a whisker. And then the prospects are far from promising in the U.S. Senate, where Republicans have a very narrow majority. And it's quite unlikely that they will be able to agree to a health care approach that would get approval among House Republicans. So I think it's still a long shot for Trump that any health care bill becomes law.